Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Reading a book, poem, or watching a play is one thing, but our next event is throwing the literary art form into the ring. Literary Deathmatch pits four writers against each other in the spirit of fun. The reading series describes itself as part deaf poetry jam with witted quips of American Idol judging without any meanness, combined with the ridiculousness and hilarity of Double Dare. Created more than 15 years ago, the touring competition has grown into dozens of cities worldwide. And this weekend will be making its Sacramento debut at the Clara Auditorium on Saturday, April 15th. Adrian Todd Zuniga is the creator of Literary Deathmatch, joined by Jessica and Joshua Lasky with Stories on Stage Sacramento. Good morning to you all.
Good morning.
Thanks for having us.
All right, Adrian, I want to start with you. So Literary Deathmatch launched in 2006. What was missing in the lit scene that inspired this competitive series?
Yeah, I mean, there are three pillars that sort of brought the show into existence. And at the time, I was living in New York City and going to tons of readings. And you would go see a reader that would blow your mind, and it would take 6 minutes. And you'd be like, whoa, I can't wait to go home to write. And then somebody would read, you know, they'd have a 7 minute time limit, and they'd read for 22 minutes. And everybody in the room would, you'd see this horrific face on everyone. So we were just like, okay, we need a time limit. That's good. And another thing, and that sort of informed our reading section. And then we were like, well, what about just bringing celebrity? How can we bring like random people into it? And then we were like, oh, we asked Moby to judge, and he said yes. And we're like, okay, so judges, we can just have people show up that everybody in the audience is like, well, why are they judging literature? And that just seemed like a fun, goofy idea. And then we didn't want to hurt anybody's feelings, so we created the finale game. And we've done things like pin the mustache on Hemingway, or, you know, just wacky things. And that was just to make sure nobody got their feelings hurt and that everybody went away feeling good. And for the people that lost, they'd be like, oof, I'm glad I wasn't part of that. So yeah, that was sort of how it came to be.
Well, like 17 years later, it's grown into 60 cities worldwide. What do you think the special sauce is that not only keeps us going, but expanding and growing?
Yeah, it's really interesting. I will say I just did a fact check on ourselves, and we've apparently been to 80 places. And I was like, what? That's crazy. Anyway, well, one of the things, I moved to Australia a year ago. And that's just opened up this whole new place for us. We've done the show in Perth, but now going to Brisbane and Sydney and Melbourne, that's been really interesting. And it's just been revitalizing, you know, like the pandemic was tough. And so coming out of that and just going back to live audiences and seeing that we can bring it anywhere. I mean, we've done it in China. We've done it in Finland, in Finnish. I hosted in English. Jeffrey Eugenides, Pulitzer Prize winning author, judged in English. Everything else was in Finnish. We didn't know what was going on, but it was, you know, fun. But I think ultimately, like, for us, it's just about making books exciting. We're like madly in love with books and authors, and we just love like creative weirdos. And we're just like, well, if we lump them all in the room together, there's just this fizzle of like, this is one night only. You're just going to see something spectacular. And it's, I don't know, it's just really, really exciting. And coming to Sacramento and being invited to Sacramento, that's proof of like all the places we should have been and haven't gone, and how much talent there is in each individual city. It's just, it's really incredible. So yeah.
All right, Jessica, so that brings me to you. So Stories on Stage Sacramento is hosting this debut of Literary Deathmatch in the capital city. When did you first learn about this competition series? Have you been to one before?
I actually haven't been, which is kind of the sort of sight unseen. I've now seen lots and lots of videos, which is why part of why we were like, this looks amazing. But we actually, Peter Reel, who hosts a podcast called Chills at Will, he emailed us and said, hey, there's this amazing event. I've been a fan for a long time. You guys do literary stuff because we're a literary series. We have professional actors read short stories and novel excerpts. And we've been going for about, this is our 14th season. And we thought this would be a really nice dovetail with an event like Literary Deathmatch. So when we learned more about it and then talked to Adrian, it was like, this sounds amazing and exactly the kind of thing that Sacramento audiences, because we're very creative, we like difference, we like new things, we're very adventurous, I think, in lots of different ways, arts, food, So it seemed like a really good way to bring something brand new to our audiences. And I think it's going to be quite a hit. I mean, it's actually selling very, very well. So it's proving that people are really out there for an adventure and something new. So we're really excited to have it.
Yeah, it just seems like it's right up Stories on Stage's alley, you know, literature live, literally. So Joshua, yep. That brings me to you. Let's run through some of the literary headliners for Saturday. Who's going to be competing?
So we have the debut memoirist, Claire Frank, who was the first female fire captain at Cal Fire, who is a hoot. She's just funny in email, so I cannot wait to see her live doing this event. And then she's going to be competing against Sacramento's own Anthony Juan, who is one of our great playwrights and actors and just all around artists. Most people who come have probably seen one of his plays at some point in Sacramento, and you're going to recognize his face because you're like, oh my God, he's that actor. So they're up against each other. And then we have the poet Marcelo Hernandez Castillo from up the valley a little ways, who's one of the founders of Undocu Poets, which is a whole thing that you should look up and cool. And he's going to be actually, he teaches at the MFA program at Ashland University. And so does the other person he's competing against, which is fun because they're buddies and co-faculty members. And that's Naomi J. Williams, who is the author of Landfalls, which is a deeply researched, like amazingly researched novel, historical novel that came out in 2016, 15. Sorry, Naomi, if I got that wrong. But so those are the four headliners, and the sparks are going to fly in a very fun way because they're all funny and charming people.
And a range as well. I mean, you have a playwright, you have a poet, and then you have writers of both fiction and nonfiction, correct?
Correct. And that's largely Adrian's menu that he, you know, when we talked to him, he was all about the diversity of anything we can make diverse, and which was perfect for us, especially being able to reach, because Jessica and I are writers ourselves, but we're also theater makers. So we were able to reach into all kinds of places in Sacramento and pull the cool people together. So, and for all the cool people who didn't get asked, we're going to do this again. We only had four slots, so don't feel left out.
All right. So given I'm one of three judges, I'm really looking forward to it. I'm kind of scared. I'm used to asking questions, but I think I'll do fine. Jessica, so given I'm one of three judges, who are the others? And what do you want out of us? What is the focus of each judge?
Oh, that's an interesting question. So you, as you said, are one of the judges. We have three judges who are basically celebrity judges. That was essentially the purpose. The other judges are Robert S. Nelson, who is the president of Sacramento State. So he will be our literary merit judge. Essentially, there are three different categories that Adrian has come up with, which focuses on different aspects of the performance, because the authors will be reading their own work and will be judged on a variety of aspects. So not just the work itself, obviously the literary merit part will be about the writing itself, but it will also be the performance aspect, which is, Vicky, that's your judging category. And then we have an intangibles judge, who is Nikisha Henry, who is a professional actress. She's done so many things. You've probably seen her on television. You've definitely heard her voice in some Pixar creations. So she's just, again, like Joshua said, a hoot, very, very funny, very entertaining. But the idea of having the three different judges focusing on different categories means that the strong suits of each author as they're performing, because not all of them obviously are performers, they're writers. It means that we get a variety of foci of how they do in front of an audience. So if somebody's work is extremely strong and fascinating, but another person is hilarious or provocative or whatever it is in their performance, it kind of evens out the playing field, because we want, again, that diversity of who these people are, what they represent, what their work is like. And then the audience as well gets to enjoy a wider variety of what writing can really be, because it's everything. Art is everywhere. And this is just a sort of concentrated aspect of it.
Awesome.
Yeah, and Vicky, I'm sorry, I was just going to tell you, like, one time we had Nicole Byer judge, and she just compared every reader to a Whoopi Goldberg film. And I think that was like 2016, but I bumped into her last night in LA and I told her, and of course she had no memory of this, but I'm like, yeah, if your ears are burning, I think that's how it works. Yeah, I'm always telling judges that, like, as a tip. So
that is awesome. And we do have to wrap it up. Literary Deathmatch will be making its Sacramento debut. You can buy tickets. It's going to be at the Clara Auditorium Saturday, April 15th. That is it for Insight. I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Have a fantastic day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.